Let's get to a three-time All-Star, led the National League in saves in 2015, was also the Trevor Hoffman Award winner. That's the best reliever in the National League. And he joins us on the Miami Media School guest line. It's Mark Melanson. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, doing great.
Good, man, good. I mean, most importantly is how is your health? I know it was a struggle of a year last year for the team and for yourself. Are you doing good? Can't wait to get back out to Scottsdale?
Yeah, no, excited, and I've been doing a lot of rehab with, you know, it's just been getting after it and looking forward to this next year.
Hey, I got a buddy of mine who lives down here in Miami, and he's thinking about moving to San Francisco. He's got a lot of money. Can hit a baseball pretty good. Any ideas where you should live? I mean, should he even move to San Francisco? I'm just asking for a friend. I'm not talking about Giancarlo Stanton or anything.
Yeah, I think he can live anywhere he wants, and he'd enjoy it. I know he's a California guy, so it'd be.
You think there's any jobs out there in San Francisco for him if he decided to move out there? You think there's a spot for him?
Yeah, I think there's a spot.
That's got to be crazy, though, Mark. I mean, you can't comment on a guy who's on another team. I get it, but when you start hearing names starting floating around, it's got to make you feel that hey, the organization is working toward that goal, which is again getting back to a World Series and the ultimate in winning, right?
Well, I'm consistently just so impressed with ownership with the Giants and everything that they do. There's one goal in mind, and that's to win the World Series. And it's just really cool how on point they are and how motivated they are. Even after a bad year last year, you know, you don't lose hope. Fans don't lose hope, and ownership understands that and powers through. And, you know, they're doing big, big things this offseason.
Now, Mark, here today, you're on with us to raise awareness for a rare disease in honor of your daughter, Ella Grace. Can you tell us a little bit about this disease, the PKU? I cannot say the full name of it.
Yeah, no, PKU is great. The full name, the scientific name, I can't say it either, so I don't blame you. But the PKU it's an inherited disease. It's a very rare disease. One in 16,000 kids are diagnosed each year, and it raises the levels of phenylalanine, which is an amino acid, and it's one of the 13 essential amino acids, which is found in all proteins. And so if you don't manage your diet and stay away from protein, then these levels will build up and they become very harmful and can cause brain damage, seizures, intellectual disabilities, even life-threatening stuff. So managing it through diet is the best way to do it and pretty much the only way to do it. So, yeah.
Now, Mark, when you and your wife found out about the PKU with Ella Grace there, is this one of, because I've had two daughters of my own, is this one of the tests that's ran, like when the baby's first born, they take a prick and they run some tests? Is this one of the tests that's ran for that, or do you have to, I guess, request this test to be ran?
Fortunately, here in America, this great country that we live in, it's a standard test, and I've found we didn't have any idea that she was going to go through this, like so many other tests that they do. But we didn't know we were carriers for this disease. We'd never heard of it. And we'd had two other kids prior to this, and they didn't have it. So, you know, we just were completely blindsided when we found out.
Now, Mark, from what I'm reading here, 1 in 10 to 15,000 newborns test positive for PKU. So it's very rare stuff here. What are the challenges in terms of raising a child that has this? Because you have two other children. They don't have it. How do you go about it? How do you, you know, make sure that the kid gets what she needs without feeling different and anything like that? How is that the challenges of raising a child with PKU?
Well, yeah, Ella's 2 years old. So, you know, she's going to eat everything that we give her. And so the challenge there is making sure that we're giving her the proper foods. And then the challenge later on will be making sure that she, when she's on her own, that she has access to, you know, her formula that has her protein in it. And if she goes to a birthday party and eats cake, she can't have the normal cake. She has to have her own cake that's specially formulated for her. And so it's just going to be a time management and a food management thing for us, to where we have to be on top of that and educate her. And, you know, it's certain ages too. There's, you know, you don't want kids to make fun of them for a certain thing, but fortunately it's 2017 and there's so many different diets out there and so many different allergies that people aren't, you know, totally thrown off by a food allergy or a disease that somebody may have with food. So,
now, Mark, you were saying you and your wife were carriers of. Is this something, I guess, that if you're looking to have a baby or something, that you can get tested for as far as being a carrier for?
You know, it's not something. We got tested for a few other things, but this being so rare, I don't think it's something that most people would test for. But, you know, we talked about having another child, and they said if we did, there's a 1 in 4 possibility that kid would have it. So I know you can get tested specifically for it. It's a rare thing, so most people don't.
Where can we get more information on the on PKU, Mark?
Yeah, a great website that my wife and I have leaned on very heavily is PKU.com. They talk about, you know, the education part of PKU and then also just different recipes, different community groups that you can get plugged into in your area. So PKU.com is a great site.
Excellent. That's Mark Melanson of the San Francisco Giants. And listen, I need you to do me a favor. Obviously, I know you're going to take care of those babies. I need you to get healthy. I need the Giants to get better because I'm a Dodger fan, and there's nothing better than a good Dodger-Giant rivalry through the course of a season. Deal?
All right. Well, I'll take you up on that.
All right, man. That's Mark Melanson of the San Francisco Giants. You can follow him on Twitter at @Mark_Melanson_. And again, for more information on PKU, which you can do, go to www.pku.com.